Hey, everybody, a very special episode. We talk about school boards with Lee from Patriot Mobile Action. We love Patriot Mobile. We do a lot of different things with them. And when I say the profits go to good causes, you'll see what I mean this hour. And then Ed Wright, 97-year-old World War II veteran, talks about what he has seen and how we can win America back. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Lee Wamsgans. I hope I said that right. Lee, welcome to the program.
Very close. That's my husband's fault. Wamsgans. Thanks, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
Good to be here.
I tried my best. You're the executive director of Patriot Mobile Action. Tell us about the great work you're doing on the ground.
So Patriot Mobile Action was formed by four executives, actually, who are at Patriot Mobile. We did this last year, and it was our first launch year in 2022. And we took on four independent school districts in Tarrant County, Texas. As you know, Tarrant County is the largest red county left in the nation and in the bullseye of the term Texas blue. So we took on four school districts. It was 11 seats. We won all 11. They weren't slam dunks. One of them went into a runoff. We had to work very hard, but ultimately what that means is over 100,000 North Texas students who before May 2022 had liberal leadership on their school boards, after May 2022 had conservative majorities on their school boards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing. So talk about some of the active work that you're doing, from candidate recruitment. How can this scale to other places?
So, you know, there's just no easy answer. It's hard work. We don't publish a blueprint because, you know, just like any football coach doesn't give the other team his playbook. We work hundreds and hundreds of hours, and we spend hundreds of hours on the phone coaching local communities on how to run campaigns, how to recruit candidates, and how to win their school boards back. And Charlie, you and I go back before the Patriot Mobile Action in Southlake, Texas, which is the city that's making education news in Texas this week. You came in when we formed Southlake Families. And Southlake Carroll ISD was one of the first communities to fight back against the critical race theory. And we made national news. What we were doing wonderfully is organizing adults. And in our organizational meeting, a high school senior stood up and said, "What can we do? We need something for the kids." And it just, we were gobsmacked. We hadn't even thought about creating anything for the kids. And so we created a committee, and you came to town, and over 200 showed up to hear you talk. And you could see those kids looking around at each other going, "Wow, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. We can stand together." And I'm telling you changed the culture of that high school.
Oh, that's very
kind. Next week, kids that had been muzzled and their free speech had been squashed. They were wearing their flag shirts. They were wearing their Trump socks. It was a completely different culture when you came to town. I just want to thank you again for that.
Praise God. Thank you for saying that. And that's exactly what we need. We need to start a movement of courage and of conviction. And so then talk about what happens once you win, because sometimes people say, well, it's one thing to win the school boards. It's another thing to actually implement change. Talk about what Patriot Mobile Action is doing to actually fight for virtue and parents' rights once you're able to win these school boards.
Absolutely. One of the first important points is this is never a one and done. This is every year, every election, it will never end. The second we take our eye off the ball, the liberals will control the majorities again. And this, there are several examples in the state of Texas. And the biggest one this week is the Southlake Carroll Independent School Board trustees voted Monday night to leave the Texas Association of School Boards, the woke TASB. TASB was one of the late leavers of the national
Where the moms and dads were targeted. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Where they wrote a letter to Biden calling moms and dads who are simply exercising their First Amendment rights to speak out at the public comment section of school board meetings, literally calling parents domestic terrorists and saying that they were committing hate crimes for speaking out against the racist critical race theory. So the fact that it took TASB a little over 8 months, almost a year, to leave the National School Board Association after this, that was one of the reasons the Carroll ISD trustees cited in their resolution to non-renew their membership with the Texas Association of School Boards. But that's just one thing. It is ironic, Charlie, last May 2022, when there was a rash of conservative victories in school boards across Texas, that 2 weeks later, TASB left the National Association. I don't think that would have happened had we not had all of those victories. But they still kept their liberal ideologies. For example, September 22, 2022, in one of their conferences where thousands of school board trustees and independent school district superintendents and their high-level administrators come to get educated, and they get their continuing ed points in the breakout classes and learning sessions, they were holding all kinds of LGBTQ and really woke classes. They even brought in an LGBTQ student to talk in over half of one of the classes. One of them was run by the Texas ACLU, and it was just still woke training. In addition to that, one of the reasons that Carol cited as leaving TASB in their meeting is their lobbying efforts at the state of Texas down in Austin. Texas's education funding system is pretty wacky. And one of the things Texas implemented is Robin Hood, and that takes away from wealthy districts and gives to poor districts to help equalize the opportunity for public education. And while that sounds good, last year, $4 billion was paid into this Robin Hood fund, and only $2 billion could be accounted for. Several years ago, one of the poor districts in South Texas was outed for building a $20 million water park with those education funds. So we're asking for accountability for the Robin Hood funds. But additionally, we're just really congratulating South Lake Carroll for their courage. They're one of the first major districts to leave TASB. And this is already starting a big buzz and a ripple effect across Texas. You know, all of those services that TASB says that they're really providing to school districts, the workers' comp insurance and those kind of things, those are all available on the free market. And I think we're going to, in Southlake, be trailblazers and show the rest of Texas and the rest of America that you do not have to stay under the chains of these woke organizations who do not have your school district, do not hold your teachers or your students' best interests at heart.
Can you just comment on how the national media came in and they did a series of podcasts and big exposures called Southlake? Talk about that.
So it was a hit piece full of lie after lie after lie. You know, in the beginning, a few parents did try to talk to them and try to get, you know, the conservative side out, and they just wouldn't have it. It was to the point to where even some folks in some gated communities had NBC cars with cameras parked outside. You know, one of the liberal neighbors let them in. It was really, I mean, honestly, there's no other word to call it than stalking. I don't know if you're aware, but CNN walked into my living room and during an event, and I escorted them out. I used that security cam footage screenshot on my Christmas card. it was crazy. That podcast was like number one in the nation.
They did this intentionally, though. And whenever there's anything meaningful happen in a conservative way, for example, this is happening at the North Idaho College right now. The New York Times is dispatched there. They try to stop this movement by trying to make it seem as if it's radical, it's something that it's not. And just so you understand, there were millions of dollars spent by NBC News. And they came into Southlake, Texas, and they did a series of these podcasts to try to stop this from happening in other communities. So
absolutely. It was a tactic to scare us, and we didn't back down.
I love it. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So, Lee, I want to just take our 5 minutes here and build this out, because this is a playbook they're doing right now, the New York Times, the North Idaho College, where anything that is good and anything that is positive happening on the local level, the national media comes in with really, let's just say, like intimidating tactics, hyper-aggressive, with people that are not trained in public relations, people that do not want to be labeled as radical, people that are afraid of the national spotlight, understandably, and they almost preempt this from spreading. So just kind of walk our audience through again. You guys helped take over the school board in Southlake. Parents are there, but this drew the attention of CNN, NBC News. Tell us more about it.
Well, interestingly, the NBC News reporter who, listen, I used to be a journalist, and I don't know what changed, but when I was a journalist and I got my broadcast journalism degree, we were taught to never become the story. The reporter who repeatedly attacked us from NBC is now out there doing his own interviews about his awards that he won lying about Southlake, Texas. What parents need to know is that they're going to lie about you. They're going to attack you. And when you stand, the next person stands up behind you. When you show courage, it gives the masses, people, courage to stand with you. And that is what happened to us. The lies were rampant. They're still rampant. And people said, how do you do it? You know, thanks. Well, it's because, you know, it does, to take, you know, a term we probably don't like to use, but it does take a village. There is strength in numbers, and we need to stand together. No person can be an island. And I'll give you an example. The woke mob in Southlake attacked an airline pilot. He was a parent and had kids in the district, and he went to the public forum and he gave them his opinion. Never once did he identify his employer. Never once did he say what he did. But the local BLM woke mob started posting on Twitter and tagging his employer and calling and, you know, launched an attack against it. What they didn't realize, what we had, is in the city of Southlake, we have a high population of pilots, but being and being an elite community, we had a lot of Concierge Key, American Executive Platinum, American Platinum, and I also had a 3,000 person email database. And so we launched a counterattack and we fought back. We flooded their phone lines, we flooded their social media, we flooded their emails, and that airline had put that pie, had grounded that pilot pending an investigation. And we knew it was all bunk. We knew it wasn't true. And because we fought back, we won. So my message is, parents, when you are attacked by the media, if you don't fight back, you will make it to where your children can't. So you have to fight back and stand up for truth, regardless of what they throw at you.
And despite all the media attention, the school board didn't waver. Is that correct?
That's completely correct. Yes. Back at that time, it was still a woke school board. Now, I'll tell you that that next victory, that the organization that we did, was in the fall of 2020. And that's when you came to Southlake. It was the May of 2021 when we won our first election. We still didn't have a majority. So we still had so much work to do. And then a school board member left in November 2021. We got another one in. And 2022, another one in where we had a majority. And the good news is this May, less than 2 months away, we're going to have 7 out of 7 conservative school board members.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think that the lesson for parents is you have to act boldly and courageously. So just in closing here, a parent might be on the edge. They might say, oh, is it really worth running for the school board? What's your final word of encouragement?
My encouragement is, your kids are worth it. Our kids are worth it. And I also want to tell private school parents, homeschool parents, that you have a voice and you have a responsibility, because 85% of students in America are still in public schools. And if you think you're safe because you've protected your kids are going to be in that 15% minority. It is the responsibility of conservatives to engage in all aspects. And if you just don't think you can run for school board, we need more courageous, patriotic conservatives to run. You can do so many things. You can work on campaigns. You can serve on committees in your school district, that you can help with the budget. You can have a conservative voice in all of those woke committees that right now, a lot of liberals are completely dominating. We need everyone in every aspect of every school district across the nation.
Very good. Lee from Patriot Mobile Action, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Are you feeling burned out and a little tired? Look, I want to tell you about something that I've become a big believer in. And if you do not know about it, you got to research it. You could fact check me. It's NAD. NAD is a precursor for your body to be able to create ATP, which is basically the life force of everything that you do. And look, there's a lot of people out there that are promising energy and doing all this, but go do some research on NAD and go see actually how incredibly important it is for high performance to be able to go actually get to the next level. And so what does NAD stand for? Well, try to take a note here. It is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. I did that pretty well, don't you think? NAD. It's a coenzyme that is central to metabolism. Again, don't take my word for it. Go watch a YouTube video or two or three or four and go fact check me on it. I've been taking NAD for quite some time. And people say, Charlie, how do you travel 2,700 days in a decade? How do you do the 300 days a year? How do you do that? Look, it's not only because of this. I eat well and do other things as well. But if you look at NADH, especially when it combines with CoQ10 and marine collagen, it boosts your body's cellular function. I would never tell you guys to go do something I myself did not do. And Strong Cell has been able to put together a scientific breakthrough in cellular health replenishment that combines NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen. When you combine them together, you get mental clarity. And that's a must for me. It's not just that. It's for vitality. It helps your immune system. It's all good stuff. So go to strongcell.com/Charlie today and see for yourself. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't contain any caffeine. I'm talking about overall health from the cellular level. NADH has been called the anti-aging enzyme that helps with so many issues like brain fog, short-term memory loss, blood pressure, heart disease, blood sugar retention, and so much more. And look, it's not a magic pill. It's like, oh, I'm going to start taking this and I'm going to be super smart. No, it's an additive, an amplifier on people that want to get better. But I could tell you it makes a big difference. I've personally seen undeniable benefits from taking Strong Cell and engaging with NAD every day. So I had to partner with them. I vetted them. I checked out their ingredient profile, and do yourself a favor and give Strong Cell a try. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie today and use promo code Charlie and you get a special 20% discount on your order. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD is your body's ability to create ATP. Don't believe me? Go to WebMD, go to Science Direct, go to Nature Journal, NIH, YouTube. It's all natural. It's naturally occurring, and you're giving your body more of what it already needs. Use promo code Charlie. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. Don't forget your 20% discount by using promo code Charlie at checkout. strongcell.com/Charlie. Very special guest with us, Ed Reitz, World War II veteran, and has seen a lot. Ed, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Ed, tell us your story.
Well, I began my life in Seattle, Washington. And the World War II came when I was very young. And at 18, three days before 18, I joined the Navy. The reason for that is my brother had already been drafted, and if you waited until you were 18, it was too late to do anything else, and you were whatever they wanted you to do, you did it. So I went and joined the Navy instead. Mm. So my time was in the Navy.
So you've seen a lot over the last many decades.
I sure have.
The country used to be freer. I'm sure you could agree with that.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it. Tell us about what the America that used to exist.
Well, it's It's so totally different in many, many ways. And much of this has come on in the last 15 years.
Mm.
I'll give you one example. I graduated from William Cullen Bryant Grade School in Seattle in 1939. And we had a school of about 900 people. And it was just absolutely common to have the nativity scene. We acted out the nativity scene of Jesus. And one of my classmates sang, "O Holy Night." Evolution was not taught. No evolution was taught in that school. I graduated from Roosevelt High School in 1943. That was a school of about 2,500. And again, evolution was not taught. That began somewhere during the World War II, sort of toward the end of the World War II, we started teaching evolution. And that's the beginning of our problem with America, is that was the easiest way to leave God out.
Mm. So as God was removed, I suppose this is an interesting question that only you could answer. Why did the greatest generation allow that to happen?
Well, one of the things is that you folks have noted this very, very well, and that is that Christian folk often had nothing to do with politics.
Yes.
My father did not even believe in voting.
What?
No connection with the government.
Wow.
Just believing in your own faith in your own church. That was it, and you did not. And although that was unusual for one man, he was born in 1886.
Wow,
kind of a long time ago. But that idea of not having the church involved in any politics—that's still pretty popular. Too many places.
It's way too popular today.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is when you were young, that also was a dominant viewpoint.
Yeah.
So we remove God from our schools. We have 60s liberalism come in. This postmodern ideas, the kind of sexual revolution. But America still seemed to resist a lot of these forces that were trying to take it over. And if you had to kind of point a period of time where you think things really went in a wrong direction, would it be the removal of prayer in schools, the war in court, the burger court, or was it a more recent time, maybe after 9/11?
Well, the whole thing began about 100 years ago. Actually, it began with Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel, but
yep.
It actually demonstrably came when John Dewey.
Yeah, the father of public education.
And
yeah.
The one who designed the Dewey Decimal System. That's part of the beginning, and that's about 100 years ago. And his idea was that if we change education, we will change our nation. And now we've got people that's been advanced so badly in the last number of years, mm-hmm. that you have people like Bill Gates and some of these others. They don't want to change the nation. They want to change the world.
Yes, they do.
Globalization is the way it's being handled is totally anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-everything.
So in the last 100 years, the country is, as we say, it's changed. If even in not just 15 years ago, just 40 or 50 years ago, would it have been even comprehensible to say the Marines would have a belief that men can give birth?
Absolutely not. That's quite extremely
recent.
That's
how it is now.
That's extremely recent.
It's recent. And it's pathologically insane. I mean, you must be looking at elements that you must have seen. There's no way this could actually be happening.
Of course not.
And I suppose it's been a sequence of good people allowing it to happen and these evil satanic ideas spreading.
And it's spread through everything now. Everything. Politics, our judicial system, it's our Navy, Army, all of it's just amazing where it has gone.
What do you have to say to students who tell me that they are oppressed because they live in America?
I would first say I would like to introduce them to someone who really loves you. His name is God. He has a son. His name is Jesus. And he loves you so much, just the way you are, but too much to leave you that way. So he has a plan for your life. And in Psalm 139, there's one translation that says he scheduled every day of your life. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before planned that you should walk in them. He knew you would be born. He knew who you are. He knows you every step of your way, but he loves you and wants you to know him. And he has designed ways to know him. The first place you want to know him is acknowledge that he's the creator. The second thing you want to look at the book he left here for us. And it's got 66 books in it, and people 1,000 years apart said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
God is the creator of this universe. And the truth about evolution is, I got a whole video that I've done on that on YouTube, but even Darwin, Charles Darwin, when he ended his life, renounced the theory, and even on his deathbed, he had the window open and invited a church group to come and sing for him. But by that time, by this time, the evolution has surrounded the globe because it was a convenient way to move God out.
When you were in school in 1938 or 1939, what percentage of your classmates would have said they are atheists?
5.
Out of 5%?
Yeah.
What percentage of your classmates in 1938 or 1939 would have said they're a different gender than that they were assigned at birth?
0.
It's now 20%, 1 in 5. What changed?
His name is Satan. He's been working very hard. And so we're so glad that we have Turning Point USA turning us back to God.
Well, thank you. That's our mission in so many different ways. So then how do we win? You've seen a lot. You've seen a lot of battles and fought them. And how do we defeat these people and these ideas and this ideology and this spiritual darkness?
I don't know any other way than what you're doing. That's why I'm sitting here, because I was attracted to what was happening at Turning Point USA. But we need about 10 more Turning Point USA.
I agree.
It's huge. It's huge.
Because you've seen these kind of student movements the last 60 or 70 years, right?
Yeah.
Sexual revolution.
Yeah.
It always seems to come with the students. We're trying to use that template for virtue and goodness and righteousness.
Absolutely.
What do you have to say to Christians, because we have a very Christian audience, that say, I don't care about politics?
Well, the problem is that we live in America, and we have freedoms, and God has blessed us in America almost the way he planned to bless Israel. Mm. Israel disappointed him, and now the church has disappointed him, but America has disappointed him. And the only way to get back is to recognize who God is. And if you only understood how much he loves you and what he did with his son,
amen,
to pay the price for your sin, it's just a totally different road. And we need to spread the word in churches. We need to spend the word everywhere we go. And the one thing we want not to do is, God, don't say, God, bless what my dream. Say, God, what is your dream for my life?
Ed, I'm curious, just how much do you blame the technology in these phones for some of the mess that we're in?
I think that has quite a lot to do with it. It's like a gun. You can use it to shoot a deer and get your meal, or you can kill someone. And I think the enemy has taken over much of the media, much of the iPhone and the TV.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful thing in that we have been able to use it to share the gospel around the world. But at the same time, the enemy is there, and so it's a struggle.
It absolutely is. So for parents out there, they're wondering how to raise good kids. You have 19 great-grandkids?
Yes.
So how many grandkids do you have then?
Let's see.
Probably 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it just kind of multiplies further. So 19. So do you have any great-great-grandkids coming? Not yet.
Not quite yet.
Not yet. So that is the question that we get asked. How do you raise good people? What is your answer to that?
I think the important thing is to realize that the parent must have direction and lead in a particular direction. Don't say you can choose whatever religion you want. That's
yes.
The worst thing you can do. They want to follow someone who knows where they're going.
Huh. And that's so different than modern parenting. Yeah. Modern parenting is the kid's going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, but that's not the way it ought to be.
Do you think that some of the issues... So you were raised probably with the parent directing.
Very much so.
And you raised your children directing them. Yet the generations that have followed, it has been, I want to be my child's friend, not my child's parent. Where did that come from?
I'm not sure where it came from, but I know that's the opposite of what we need. They need to understand, just as one of our big weaknesses is the fathers in the role of the family.
Hmm.
That's a big weakness. And the father should be following the concept of a father, and that should lead them to asking their heavenly father to be their guide for the rest of their lives.
Hmm. Men have changed in America. They used to be a lot different. why do you think that it's been such a difference over the last 60, 70, 80 years?
I don't know why we have left the office that God has given us and taken a lesser place. But there's a lot of movements that have been encouraging that.
Yes.
The feminist movement in itself was not a healthy thing for the nation.
It was not.
And then that's followed by so many other things that have to do with sex that isn't even funny.
and now they're going after children.
That's just the most despicable possible thing that could ever happen. When God made man, he said, let us make man in our own image, and in the image of God made he him. Male and female made he them. A woman is a woman not because she has certain sex organs. She's a woman because God has made her a woman, body, soul, and spirit. Every fingernail, every eyelash, every hair on the head is either male or female. And there's nothing you can ever, ever do to change that. You can alter a number of things, and you can call it trans, and you can call it a different sex. And now they call it sex and gender. Sex is one thing and gender is another. But the truth is that God is the one who made us a certain way, and that's the way we are.
Amen. Ed writes, everybody, World War II veteran, 97 years old. Thank you for coming on the program, and we have much to learn from you. And we're going to keep fighting. That's what we do here.
And thank you for the opportunity.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.